Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining us here on Doing It Disabled podcast. My name is Catalina,
My name is Haley.
and we are co-hosts of this wonderful pod. We have been dealing with some tech issues, which is probably normal for podcasters. First-time podcasters, yo. Like, we literally have no idea what we're doing, but
We
also kind
have
of.
no idea what we're doing.
We're learning along the way. But we're so stoked to have you here with us because we are, wanting to talk about disability. We're wanting to bring the magic of the conversation to your ears because we sort of started off by recording, well, not recording, sorry. Yeah, recording voice memos to each other. And just back and forth, like, hey, like, did you know what happened to me today? And venting to each other about, ableism and the stuff that we deal with every day. So, I think we both were just like, let's start a podcast. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about our own disabilities, but also let's, learn about other people's disabilities because there is a lot of linear ableism, which is within the disability community. So we want to make sure that we're creating a space for everyone, and we want to have this create the space is basically what I'm saying. And then talking in circles because now I'm flustered.
It's okay. Listen, we both work in healthcare in different capacities, and it's been incredibly infuriating the last few weeks. There's just been so much going on in the world and world news directly impacting the morale and the way that we feel about ourselves as individuals in the disabled and chronically ill community. We just felt like the universe was giving us a ton of content and we needed to create some dialogue. So to create a safe space, like Catalina said, it's just been absolutely horrible. I know Catalina on almost a daily basis has people walk up to her and ask her just outright, "Oh, did you get into an accident?" Or, "Oh, why are you in a wheelchair?" And if someone ever looks at me walking around when I'm rounding at the hospital and then they see me go off in an electric scooter, they ask me, "Oh, are you just perfectly healthy and you decided to use an electric scooter? Like, what's that about?" So honestly, there's just a lot of audacity in the world, and
Yes, that is
I
the
think,
word.
yeah, that's the word. I think we're just learning how to manage it, and it requires a lot of patience, and we really have to manage our tempers because this is something that people who aren't visibly disabled and also just not disabled at all, they don't have to deal with these things on a common basis,
Yeah.
these questions about their medical history and how they look and why they use mobility aids, and that's very
Yeah.
difficult.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the questions, the boundaries. There are none, and people really just, look at us like we're strange, and it's like, oh, a curiosity. Let me learn more. But there's a fine line between like asking to be educated and to know more and just being invasive. So, basically, this is our platform to vent, to learn, to grow, to cry, to laugh. Like, really, honestly, I feel like we just want this little corner of the internet to be dedicated to people with disabilities. And we also really want it to be a learning environment. We want us to learn. We want you to learn. We want disabled people to listen. We want abled people to listen. We want every walk and role of life. So, if you have questions, send them our way. We want to talk about what you want to hear about. So, I think, we're just trying to we're learning as we go. So thank you for your patience. I also need to remember to be patient with myself because I want to rip all my hair out occasionally talking about podcast things because I'm technologically challenged. But yeah. And we had such good tidbits in our first recording. We definitely recorded this already. I'm going to be very transparent about this. We already recorded this episode, and this is round two. So hopefully we'll get to keep the little nuggets that we loved from the first time, and also maybe insert some new nuggets of wisdom and humor. And honestly, I think we also have just like really good flow. Like, I know I'm doing a lot of talking right now, but I think we have a really good vibe. So hopefully people will want to hang out with us.
Yeah, and something that Catalina and I have been speaking about is we're essentially experts in our conditions, right? So a huge component of this is going to be education because we want you to tell us what you would like us to dive into deeper. And we want to educate ourselves on conditions that we might not be aware of because we're not sure how having those conditions makes the world inaccessible for you or for others. So that's a huge component to this podcast. And if you want to send us in an email, the email is doingitdisabledpod, POD, at gmail.com, or you can DM us, send us a message on Instagram at doingitdisabled. And we can't wait to hear from you and just continue our collective dialogue with everyone.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we want it to be, a collective dialogue. We want it to be everyone involved, you know, and we will have hopefully some incredible guests to bring on the pod, to dive into different disabilities. And, you know, people think disability, well, this is a generalized statement, but I used to think disability was like, oh, you need a mobility aid. Like, this was before I was disabled. I was like, okay, wheelchairs, walkers, and such, you know, crutches, whatever. But mainly, I didn't even see other mobility aids other than wheelchairs as having a disability because I was like, oh, that's temporary. I mean, I didn't own my disability until I was in a wheelchair, even though I was disabled for years before that. But yeah, so basically we just, you know, we're learning about different disabilities and seeing how they show up for other people. And yeah, so we want to learn about your disabilities too. There are so many out there.
Yeah, there are so many. And like you, I wanted to touch up on something you said, Catalina. A lot of people that use wheelchairs, actually, the majority of wheelchair users are not quote unquote wheelchair bound. Like they're not, you know, we hate that term.
Yes. Well, you will not catch us saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bound is a misconception. We will
Yeah,
not.
it's
You're
not
not
bound.
bound.
It creates accessibility. It allows the person to explore the world and I think see more of the world than if they couldn't use it. So it's definitely not a restraining thing or a negative thing to be in a wheelchair.
Well, and another thing too that I think about often is wheelchair, like people associate wheelchair users with like spinal cord injuries. And I think a lot of people that are wheelchair users are actually ambulatory wheelchair users, so they can do other movements and, you know, can be in and out of the chair. Like you, for example, you definitely, you know, you have a slew of tools that you use to get around. And, you know, some days it's a wheelchair, some days it's a walker. Like, you know, it's whatever your adaptive disability needs.
Yeah, it's called an adaptive disability what I have. So, depending on the situation, I might need to use something or I don't need to use anything at all, and that's very difficult for other people to understand in their minds. They just don't understand that you don't have to use something 24/7 to have a disability.
And so for this first episode, we just wanted to hop on and sort of give you a little brief overview of what our goals are for this, which we just mentioned, and then also kind of give you a little snippet of what each of our disabilities is, while our future episodes are going to dive deeper into each person and what our disability is, and what we identify. But yeah, so Haley, let's just dive in, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your disability, just like a little snippet.
Okay, so I have a form of dysautonomia. Catalina is still learning how to say that word. We're learning today.
Yes, learning always. Dysautonomia is what I
Dysautonomia is where she's at right now.
Yeah, so we're dysautonomia.
Dysautonomia. See, I told you you'd say it by the end of the day.
Yeah, ask me again in 5 minutes.
I'll ask you again. We'll do a recall. We'll do an active recall lesson. Yeah, so essentially the best way for me to explain it is somebody might be diagnosed with cancer, and cancer is the main diagnosis, but there's different types. So dysautonomia is an umbrella term, and under that falls various conditions. So mine is called POTS, that's the acronym, and POTS is not for weed. It's not pot, it's POTS, POTS, and that stands for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So I know that that's a mouthful, so I'll break it down. Postural means your posture, so if you're sitting, standing, laying down. Orthostatic means standing, and tachycardia means a heart rate over 100 beats per minute. That's considered tachycardic, and then the S is for syndrome. So in the simplest of terms, my condition affects me predominantly when I'm sitting and standing. My brain doesn't know how to regulate the blood flow in my body. So most of the blood when I stand up rushes out of my head and down into my lower extremities. And my heart, that's where you have the tachycardia comes in, is trying to beat faster to draw the blood back up to my brain, right? Because our brains need blood. Right. So literally any movement, standing up, sitting down, walking, running, any movement that has to do with just sitting up and standing and performing most activities of daily living, I struggle with. And I've had to go through treatment, and I use mobility aids, and it's been very difficult, but I'm very proud of how far I've come, and I'm looking forward to educating everybody on the condition because it seems to be becoming more prevalent with COVID.
Well, and we're gonna dive deeper into this dysautonomia.
There she goes again.
Dysautonomia.
Nomia. Yeah.
Dysautonomia. I promise I'll get it. I promise. So we're gonna dive deeper into POTS. And I, 'cause I have so many questions, and I'm like, I feel like we've kind of known each other and gotten to know each other, and I read a little bit about you and you read about me, but like I have so many questions. So our next episode will be all about you and your disability, which I have so many questions. Again, questions, questions,
Yeah, I can't wait to answer any questions that anyone might have regarding the condition.
Oh yeah. Other questions, not just my own. What a concept.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, okay, so I'm gonna just call it POTS as per usual. I always
Yeah,
say
for sure.
POTS instead of dysautonomia.
Okay.
And but I'm in a wheelchair because I had cancer twice and I had some complications along the way, and have been dealing a lot with reconstructive surgeries and things like that have put my muscles and tendons and joints out of commission. And so I use a wheelchair, and it was a progressive disability, as in the sense that I started off with, a cane, then crutches, then a walker, then to my wheelchair. And for a while I had like a whole medical supply closet in my house where I was just like, what's it gonna be today? But now it's wheels. I got four wheels, and that's how I navigate this world. They're hella squeaky right now because I have been having wheelchair nightmare issues. But yeah, as of right now, I am a wheelchair user, and mine's pretty heckin' permanent. So while I'm not, I don't have a spinal cord injury, I'm not paralyzed. I can move around, and I do have feeling and movement in my lower extremities. It's literally just because my muscles just aren't attached in the right places. I've had way too many surgeries. But yeah, we're gonna dive into me and my disability and my medical history, because for me, I feel like my disability came from my deep medical history. It just progressed. So there's that. But Yeah, we really just, we're so excited to be here and we're so thankful for everyone who joins us. Hopefully over time we'll create some traction and get people joining in and listening and chatting with us. I have high hopes for this podcast. Oh God, and then we need to explain the accent. Something I do when I'm like nervous is whip out an accent. So
It's 100% a coping mechanism.
yeah, I don't know exactly scientifically what it's for, but I use it often.
Yeah, I unfortunately do the same thing. So if you hear someone speaking in a different accent, it's not that there's a third person on the podcast, it's
It's one of us.
one of us.
And not to offend you, lovely people that have accents, we just, it just tis a thing that I do.
Yep, there we have it. Mm-hmm.
It's not always great. It's not pretty, but it's there. Oh, Lordy. But yeah, Haley, is there anything else you want to add to our people?
I just want to say I'm very, very excited to, again, just have this dialogue with everyone. And I really want to raise awareness for the different kinds of disabilities that there are and the ways that they look. And more so than anything, I think educate people on boundaries. And, just because somebody is disabled doesn't mean that you have the right to walk up to them and interrogate them about their medical history. We need to respect people. Imagine if you got into like a horrible car accident and you were using some sort of mobility aid and someone just wants to come up to you and interrogate you. Like, that might not be something that you want to relive every single day, right? So we just need to be conscientious of others. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And I really want to emphasize, I know I've said this like 300 times, but I really, really want to emphasize that this podcast is for everyone. It is not just for people with disabilities, like, or disabled people. I don't know how if you do person first or, disability first. I don't know. But I personally like to say that I am disabled. I also have a disability, but when someone refers to me, I don't want them to be like, you're differently abled. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, differently abled is not a, we're not fans of that around here.
No. And we're also not fans of like overcoming our disability because we're not trying to overcome our disability. We're just trying to navigate this world that was not created with us in mind.
Yeah, we're
And
just trying to navigate it. It's not something that you can overcome.
So, and that does line up a lot with inspiration porn. Like, despite my disability, I, persisted. And it's like, okay, well, it's not despite your disability, it's like with your
Yeah,
disability.
with it.
And yeah, exactly. So you'll be getting plenty of heated conversations. Honestly, we just kept sending voice memos back and forth about how we like are venting to each other, and so I think we just want to bring it onto a platform where everyone can relate and hear our experiences. So we really, really, really appreciate you joining us. We are going to be here every Monday, and we just want it to be the perfect way to start your week, or the perfect way to end your Monday. Just pour a glass of wine and listen to us talk. And we're really grateful to have you here. So,
Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for taking the time to listen. If you want to send us an email, you can. The email is doingitdisabledpod, POD, at gmail.com. If you'd like us to talk about anything in particular, we can also keep it anonymous. It's totally up to you. And if you'd like to engage with us on social media, the Instagram, IG, is doing it disabled. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we can't wait to see you next week.